Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marie-Claire Williams from the Office of Marketing and Communications at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. A quiet Easter Sunday night in the village of Ruby, St. Philip ended in tragedy, and a few months later, the court heard the testimony of those who witnessed the incident. On July 19, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on the murder trial of Alfonso Brathwaite, who was accused of fatally stabbing Lionel Carter. The court heard that Carter died after an altercation on Easter Sunday, April 9, outside the home of Eugene Ward, the mother of his child. The case was heard before Acting Chief Justice G.L. Taylor. The prosecution was led by Acting Attorney General F. Fields, while Brathwaite was represented by Attorney J.S.B. Dare. Among the witnesses was Eugene Carter, the victim's father. He testified that he had seen his son earlier that evening at a local shop. Later, after receiving a message, he returned to the area and found Lionel dead. The following day, he identified his son's body at the morgue. Shopkeeper Aubrey Blackman told the court that shortly after 9 p.m., he was called to the scene near Eugene Ward's house. He found Carter seriously injured and helped carry him to his home nearby. After checking for signs of life and finding no pulse, Blackman summoned the police, who later confirmed Carter's death. A key witness for the prosecution was Louise Maynard. She testified that she was passing through Ruby shortly before the incident when she heard an argument involving the accused. According to Maynard, Brathwaite made a threatening remark before an exchange took place between the two men. She said she then saw Brathwaite strike Carter before fleeing the scene. Moments later, Carter staggered, turned back toward the house, and collapsed. Despite efforts by bystanders to help him, he never regained consciousness. The court also heard medical evidence from Dr. L.S. Tappin, who conducted the post-mortem examination. He described a fatal stab wound that penetrated the lung and caused severe internal bleeding. Dr. Tappin concluded that Carter died from shock and hemorrhage and stated that death would likely have occurred within minutes. He also noted that the wound suggested that the two men had been in very close contact when it was inflicted. The trial was adjourned at the close of proceedings.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.